All right, 92.7 FM, The Drive. And on the phone with us right now, a new friend of the Joe Show, Mr. Charlie Starr from the band Blackberry Smoke. Charlie, how are you doing today, man?
No, I'm fantastic. How about you?
I'm doing good, man. I want to say thank you so much for doing the interview. We know you guys are coming into Lafayette, New York, which is about an hour away from here tomorrow night. But
yeah.
Good thing you're a Southerner because you came up here for the hottest, most humid week we've had so far, bro.
We're bringing it with us.
How do you like being back on the road after 18 months off?
Oh, my God. It's necessary. I mean, you know, we're finally able to do our job again.
Yes, and it's so good that you're my second concert interview since COVID because the last one I did, I didn't remember how to do interviews. So luckily the guy broke me in for you, my man. All right, so listen, Blackberry Smoke, we're playing You Hear Georgia. We're getting a ton of people calling in and love it.
Fantastic, thank you.
It's a real cool song. The band is like the resurgence of Southern rock. How would you describe your band, Charlie?
I just call us a rock and roll band from Georgia.
That's cool. I can go with that one, man.
Yeah.
It's got, seemingly the song, though, You Hear Georgia and Yell, kind of got a neat little message to it. What is it?
Well, I think it really is just, it kind of means, you know, people will judge another person by the way that they speak or the way that they look or where they come from. And it's really the wrong thing to do, you know. There's always more to meets the eye, you know. When I was a kid, I was always taught to respect people, you know, no matter what they look like, no matter what they sound like or where they're from. And, you know, if they prove themselves to be no good, then there's that. But
exactly.
But don't judge a book by its cover. That's really the theme of that song.
You know, I know you guys like bands like Skinner, and it's kind of like when Ronnie Van Zant said about Neil Young. He just paints with a wide brush, and so they wrote a song about it. Don't do that.
That's right. Don't do that. That's the wrong thing. You never know what you'll miss out on, you know?
Absolutely. You know, I do love the fact that I want to ask you about this. You guys, I said, are to me like the new breed of Southern rock, but classic rock fans like you guys, jam band fans like you guys, country fans like you. Did you ever think you'd be able to pull that off? That's pretty cool in this day and age when things are a little too boxed up. You got a huge wide audience of different genres. Do you realize that?
I think so. I appreciate that, you know, but I mean, we all just, you know, from the beginning of the band, we never set any parameters. Like, we can't do this, you know, you can't play a traditional country song, or you can't play a funky song, or you can't play a heavy song, or, you know, we didn't give ourselves any rules.
That's the best way to do it. I think that's the way the world of music is going in this day and age.
Yeah, I think at the time when we were just starting the band, you know, it was pre-streaming and all of that, and it's when big record labels were still so powerful. And they had a whole lot of bands that they would, you know, labels would sign, and they wanted to steer them and direct them and be like, hey, we want to have hits, so we want you to be just like this, and you can't do anything else. And that's kind of gone the way of the wind. So hopefully there will be a lot more of that open-mindedness in music, you know?
And they are coming up. There's bands like Tedeschi Trucks Band, Marcus King, the Allman Betts Band. These guys are kind of soulful, but kind of Southern rocky, and you guys fit in. You're unique amongst a new group of bands, and I love that about you guys. You know, the other thing is our motto here is dare to be different. We're an independent station. We're not a corporate one. So we'll play, you know, a Kiss song and an AC/DC song and a Rod Stewart song and Blackberry Smoke.
That's fantastic.
We don't want to box it. And luckily, we like to throw album cuts in because we all grew up in the album generation.
That's right. That's where the good stuff is.
Yeah. So listen, what can people expect from the band tomorrow night? You playing a lot of the new stuff, some of the stuff from old albums? Last time we saw in Utica was 2016, so what's going to be new?
Oh, man, we've had lots of records since then.
Yeah.
So we switch it up every night, so we're definitely playing some new songs off the new album and lots of stuff from down through our catalog. It's always different.
That's cool. Now, you guys do some cool covers. How do you go about picking them?
It sometimes is as simple as a song playing on the bus, you know, on somebody's phone or iPad or iPod or something. It'll be like, oh man, I love that Sabbath song, let's play that. Or, oh, I love that Little Feat song or the Marshall Tucker Band or whatever. It's always just like, you know, something cool that you think of, like, let's try that one.
You know what? And I'd love to hear you say that, man, because you actually gave me goosebumps when you said the Sabbath or the Little Feet, because that shows that you guys are really bending any genres, and that is where music has to be right now. Blackberry Smoke is a shining example of what bands should be doing. I hope you take that as a compliment.
I do. Yeah, absolutely. Absolutely.
Cool. Well, listen, last time you were in Utica, 2016, with Government Mule at the brewery, was the night of the giant storm.
Yes, I remember.
That was crazy, but I've always wanted to tell you, and I'm so glad you got you on the phone. The Blackberry Smoke set was so cool, but when you came out later on and did Sugary and Soul Shine with Mule, I was like, holy jeez, who is this guy? You were killing it. And it was like,
oh, thank you.
I mean, the stuff you played on Sugary, which is one of my favorite tunes because I'm an old guy, I love the Dead, was like,
yeah,
this guy's killing me. Even my buddy was like, what the hell? Listen to that. Like, above what everybody had done already that night. So thank you so much for that, my friend.
Well, thank you, man. That I cherish that tour. Warren is such a generous musician, and he would get me up the whole tour every night, and we did something different every night. Speaking of no rules, we never repeated a song.
That's pretty amazing. All right, listen, man, we can't wait to see you guys tomorrow night, Apple Valley Park in Lafayette. You're gonna like it. I was just out there a week ago. It's really cool, man.
Yeah, come on. Yeah, everybody, come on out. It should be a great time.
Yep, they got the pod still, but they also have general admission now, because up here in New York State, things have changed weekly as far as all the COVID rules go. Thank you so much for being on the Joe Show, all right?
Thanks for having me.
All right, talk to you tomorrow.
Bye. Okay, bye-bye.